Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with my unique approach related to healing deep hurts. For us to master any conflict related to that, we need to understand some of the invisible influences impacting us when it comes to healing hurts of any kind. Let me start out by saying, whatever hurt you're personally dealing with, it's not my intention to downplay any part of what you're experiencing. Not at all. Deep hurts manifest in various ways depending on our individual experiences and circumstances. They take many forms, varying in intensity, impacting each person differently. It's my sincere wish that you find value in the words I share today, moving you towards some kind of healing and resolution inside. I believe it would be a safe assumption to say we've all experienced some kind of hurt in our lives. So let me ask, how does a hurt we experienced become a deep hurt? Have you ever thought about that? We've been hurt, regardless if that hurt relates to a loss, a betrayal, or even trauma. How does that hurt turn into something quite deep? Let's look at that. When it comes to any kind of hurt, I invite you to think of it this way. A small cut can turn into a significant wound if not properly taken care of. How? At first, it feels sore with some minor discomfort, and thinking it'll be okay, we don't bother to clean or bandage the cut. Next thing we know, the area around the cut is red and puffy. Now there's infection. Much like the situation with the cut, when there's hurts in relationships, if those hurts aren't addressed, they can fester and hurt even more over time. For example, a minor disagreement with a friend. The hurt starts out with some discomfort, and if not addressed, it festers and festers, resulting in the loss of a relationship. Factors like unresolved emotions, lack of communication, or repeated experiences of similar hurts, if not taken care of, deepen wounds, making them more painful and impactful in our relationships. Addressing hurts early on and intentionally prevents them from getting worse or going any deeper. So how do we know something hurts? Well, if there's pain, something's hurting. Pain expresses itself through things like our painful thoughts, our painful emotions and feelings, a painful outlook on life, pain-filled parts of our physical body, tired and or exhausted energy. Is our pain, regardless of how it's being expressed, is it keeping our hurts alive and growing? Or is it moving us towards healing inside? There's no right or wrong answer here. There's only awareness. We're human beings, and reality is we interact with other human beings. We interact with people every day, and knowingly or unknowingly, we hurt others because of what we do or don't do, say or don't say. The same goes for others. We don't get up in the morning intending to hurt or cause pain to others. Sometimes it happens. We have spouses, children, families, friends, and everyday life problems surface resulting in some kind of hurt for someone. So think of your own situation. What kind of hurts are you dealing with in your life right now? Let's review the list of different hurts we experience in life. Now, I'm not going to get too technical. I just want to bring some to your conscious mind. Maybe you can relate to one or two of them. There's trauma. This includes physical, mental, emotional, or psychological trauma resulting from experiences such as abuse, neglect, accidents, natural disasters, or witnessing violence. There's loss, whether it's the loss of a loved one through death, separation, or divorce. This includes not only human relationships, but also includes pets, jobs, homes, or even dreams. Next, there's betrayal by a friend, partner, or family member. Then rejection, exclusion, or ostracism in friendships or social groups. There's failure or perceived failure in personal, academic, professional, or creative endeavors. We can experience injustice. This is related to things like discrimination, oppression, or marginalization based on factors such as race, gender, sexuality, religion, or socioeconomic status. There's illness and injury like chronic pain and or disability. And the last one I'll mention is abandonment. Being abandoned or feeling abandoned by caregivers, loved ones, or significant others. Yes, the list is long, but each one of us experience different hurts, and although they can fall into the same category as someone else, they'll be very unique to each one of us based on our situations and experiences in life. In other words, you and I could be dealing with failure. Even though we've both failed or perceive we failed, how we failed and how we need to heal and resolve our issues related to failing can be very different. Any one of those hurts I just talked about wouldn't feel good when they first happen. I don't know about you, but it doesn't feel good to be rejected, to be abandoned, to experience or witness some kind of violence. Those kinds of things are truly hard to keep out of our mind, let alone keep out of our hearts. And depending on what the hurt is, over time they lead us to experience things like having trust and security issues, having emotional scars filled with feelings of inadequacy, shame, self-doubt, fear, uncertainty, or even a feeling of powerlessness or unworthiness. I'm quite certain this isn't a complete list of the possible things we experience from our hurts. What matters is we know what we've experienced and what we can do to heal from those experiences. Let's keep moving forward. Yes, overtime leads to deeper hurts. Nope, overtime hurts lead to deeper hurts. How does that happen? Consider this. Time is filled with thoughts and more thoughts related to what we experienced. If a hurt has turned into a deep hurt, I would say those thoughts have been filled with negativity, which over time forms negative type stories supporting why something did or didn't happen. It'll be those negative type stories that grow even bigger with more negative type thoughts, causing us to experience more negative type emotions. And all of those cause our physical body to respond in a negative type of way. Can you see that? Those stories filled with negativity continually build a case against the people, things, and situations surrounding the initial experience. Yes, over time, the hurt transforms into something deeper. And let me add, it's important for us to become aware of what's being communicated in our stories. Why? Because the stories we create in our minds actually get to a point where they've been blown out of proportion, challenging the accuracy of the initial experience. In other words, as we share our stories with others, Additional words get added based on questions and assumptions made regarding what did or didn't happen. How do I know that? Because I have a mind just like you do. My mind takes every opportunity, and I mean every opportunity, to create a negative type story out of anything. I'm not kidding. That's the nature of the mind. The mind looks for problems even where there's no problems. And I share that as a reminder to be aware of what the mind does. Nothing's more powerful than our own grace and awareness. It's with awareness we always have the choice to make a change if needed. Now, you don't have to believe me. Just pay attention to your own thoughts and stories and see what you notice. I'll share a recent experience I had. It was the day of my mom's funeral. All of our family and their families were trying to line up to go into the church before the service began. There were 63 of us, and it was taking a bit to navigate through the arrangement of who was going first, second, and so on. At one point, it was decided just siblings and their spouses would go up first, and then our families would follow. Well, that changed. And then we were to go up by families, from the oldest to the youngest. So I called my daughters forward, and one of them came to stand with us. Things changed again. Yes, don't laugh. I shared that with my daughter, and she stepped back. Well, immediately, that didn't feel good to me. Everyone filed into the church, and I noticed that one daughter wasn't sitting with my family. And when I looked for her, I saw her and her husband a couple of rows behind us. Well, the day flew by, and later that evening, my mind had all kinds of thoughts running through my head. Do you think my mind was at peace? Absolutely not. Over the next few days, that wonderful mind of mine tried its best to create a huge story filled with negativity related to things that, well, things like not being a great parent, not keeping my mouth shut, letting all the different family members change my mind about what or wasn't supposed to happen. I was very aware of what was happening, and it didn't take long to realize that one incident had now turned into a huge negative story involving different people, things, and situations. The result? There was more than one hurt surfacing for me to be healed. It has been my experience that we either choose to continue to keep talking about our negative stories, keeping them alive and growing, or we choose to move inwardly to feel our feelings with the intention to heal the hurts that have surfaced. Yes, I could have verbally made a big deal about what had taken place, but that hasn't worked for me in the past. So instead, I chose to go inwardly to heal the unrest I was now feeling. You know, it's pretty easy to look outside ourselves, pointing fingers at others for being the problem. This keeps our negative stories alive, moving our hurts down even deeper. And healing from deep hurts involves going inwardly to feel any areas of unrest, regardless of what they are. And let me ask this. Regarding the hurt we feel, when we're feeling it, what specifically are we healing? Have you ever thought about that? Using my example, was I feeling unrest from the hurt I recently experienced in the church? Or was my unrest surfacing from years and years, maybe lifetimes and lifetimes of experiences long ago? How could we even know? And why would that matter? Do you know, I had no idea what I would be healing. I only knew I wanted to heal whatever it was. And this is also important for you to hear. When healing the hurts from deep down inside, are we being called to heal the hurtful feelings we feel because of the experience? Or are we perceiving that we need to heal our relationships with the persons, things, and situations involved? And let me say that another way. If we're trying to heal our hurts focused on what another person did or didn't do with the intention to not let them hurt us again, the hurt remains inside. That's very different from healing our hurts, staying connected to the hurtful feelings that surface with the intention to heal them completely. And when that happens, we no longer feel those feelings. Why? Because they've been healed and are now gone. And I know that for a fact. Give that a thought today. My journey up to now hasn't been easy. I know it's difficult to stay focused on our feelings in order to heal them. In the beginning, I couldn't get past who did what and why they did it. I was very much focused outwardly, to say the least. I was going to change and fix all the people around me because they needed to change. And I was wrong. It has taken experience after experience, upset and unrest after upset and unrest, persistence and more persistence, to be in a position of sharing these few tips and tools that have helped me to heal from a very deep place. Now, going back to thinking about a hurt you're currently dealing with, if your intention is to heal that hurt and you're struggling in some way to do that, I invite you to ask yourself these kinds of questions. Where am I getting hung up when I think of what's hurting me? Does it have to do with people, things, or situations I found myself in? Do you know, once you know that, depending on what it is, go even deeper, continually asking yourself questions as to what exactly hurt and how did it hurt you? Now, please be aware, there's a huge difference between asking questions that take us out of our hurts and asking questions that lead us deeper into healing them. If our intention is to heal, we want to ask questions that take us in that direction. And this is so powerful, I can't say it enough. Why? Because answers to questions like those come from deep down inside of us, the depths that only we can navigate through with or without support from others. To heal in those places deep down often requires something greater than us. We'll need to do things like praying, surrendering, forgiveness practices, cutting energetic cords, disconnecting from attachments, whatever we need in our moment of healing. What matters is what works for us. Remember, we want to get to the hurt, or if I could say we want to get to the hurtful feelings, because it's those hurtful feelings that have been tucked away deep down inside for any amount of time. And when we do that, we're rewarded greatly. How? It's been my experience we gain inner wisdom, emerge stronger and wiser. We feel a greater connection with ourselves and with our divine presence. Now, what does that look like? Going back to my story about the day of Mom's funeral, I chose not to give life to the negative stories in my mind. My intention was to heal and resolve the unrest I felt that day, and had no idea if that unrest had to do with my siblings, me as a parent, or even me as a decision maker. I didn't know, nor did it matter to me. I only knew I wanted to heal whatever was there and find my way back to feeling at peace inside. And here's what that did for me and my family. A few days later, I was talking with that one daughter, apologizing for how things unfolded at the church. She said she didn't even give it another thought. She was focused on the reading she had to do during the service and decided to just go find a seat, one that allowed her to sit on the outside of the row so she could easily get in and out. I was blown away. Why? Because I had been so worked up inside. Her response confirmed for me that healing had taken place. And not only that, by not confronting the siblings about the situation in the church, those relationships have remained respectful and loving. Now, if I could sidestep here for a minute, I'd like to point something out for you to consider. Along my journey, I started to observe I wasn't only hurting from things in my past. I was now hurting myself in the present. How? Once our hurts turn into deep hurts, chances are we've already started directing hurt towards ourselves. We find we're angry with ourselves because we don't know how to heal from the initial hurt. We don't know how to change it. We don't know. We start to blame ourselves for what's not changing, beat ourselves up, and even criticize ourselves because nothing's working. What happens when we do that? We deprive ourselves of good things, deny ourselves positive experiences and or love, and we even withdraw from things we enjoy doing. Depriving or denying ourselves of things that fill us up, that hurts. And I mean that hurts. Whenever I'm aware of starting to do any hurtful things to others, I'm also aware I'm doing them to myself. And immediately I ask my divine to help me not hurt another person, including myself. And the moment I realize I'm beating myself up, faulting myself for something, I ask my divine for help. And all I can say to you is I've noticed this has helped me tremendously. This practice alone has taught me so much. I've realized there's lessons related to my hurts, giving me the chance to grow as a person. And when I'm aware of what the hurt is, what the lesson is, I've learned to hold on to the virtue created from the experience and let go of the hurt-filled pain and negativity. Knowing that, may it help you on your journey as well. Everyday life experiences are put in our paths, offering us opportunities to learn and grow. Yes, our life experiences are filled with people, things, and situations, all participating in our lives, giving us a chance to heal the hurts inside. Remember, we're participating in the lives of others, and others are participating in our lives. Well, what does that mean? Consider this. If others hurt us, we're solely responsible to heal and resolve the hurt we're feeling inside of us. It's not up to us to make sure the other person heals as well. Now, if we've caused hurt to others, chances are we're coming from a hurtful place inside. There's a saying, hurt people hurt people. We hurt others by doing things like being short-tempered, getting irritated, or being angry because someone does or doesn't do what we want. And when we're aware of hurting others, we have a responsibility to do what we can to make things right with them. As well, we're given the opportunity to heal and resolve the hurt we're feeling inside. Healing any kind of hurt has to do with us and our awareness. The hurt begins inside, and the hurt is healed inside, impacting everything outside of us. It involves treating ourselves with patience and kindness. After all, we need to recognize that we're worthy of love and forgiveness despite any past mistakes or shortcomings, that we're worthy of love and care despite any past experiences. And once healed, we continue to see glimpses of inner healing. From there, we experience having more life-supporting thoughts and love towards ourselves and others. I've learned our Creator, or Divine Presence, isn't concerned about all the details related to our past experiences. Our Creator is concerned about what we feel and our intention to heal that. Healing from our hurts is a deeply personal and transformative journey that takes place in our own time, unfolding over time. It's about finding the spiritual courage to be with our hurt, having the strength to be lifted from it to keep moving forward, and having the faith to believe in the possibility of healing, even if it takes a miracle. Deep hurts are an inherent part of human existence, stemming from the fundamental challenges of living in a world marked by uncertainty, impermanence, along with the inevitability of death. And many times those hurts arise from our attachments to things like desires, expectations, and identities. Healing is a gradual and ongoing process that requires self-reflection and inner work. It does require time, and time needs to be filled with new thoughts and more new thoughts, all moving us towards healing inside. It happens on many levels, involving a journey of inner transformation and personal growth beyond just addressing the surface hurts. Many times we need the grace of something more powerful than us to heal and resolve that which we feel inside. There's far more involved than we know. And any time we're hurting, regardless if it's hurt from yesterday or the hurt we've experienced as a child, it's important to find our way to healing whatever it is. When our physical body hurts, we do what we can to heal and support it during the healing process. The same thing applies for all our relationships. We do what we can to heal and move in the direction of rebuilding trust, reclaiming our power, fostering meaningful relationships, and rediscovering a sense of belonging and purpose, ultimately embracing life with renewed hope and resilience. Whatever you're dealing with, just know you're not alone. We're all struggling with something. Find your way to loving yourself through the process of living life, and remember that's impacting your whole being. There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. In this show, I focused on talking about healing from our deep hurts. And going forward, I'm going to talk about two difficult emotions. You'll want to hear about them. Next week's show is focused on my unique approach related to fear and anger. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. As a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you so much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict in your whole being.